Who? He asked Rokus.
Erikra. But they saw the combat wasp barrage approaching Ilex. Has their memory pattern safe? Even now, after all the truths he had seen in his cosmopolitan life, Meredith felt the old twang of prejudice. Upon death, souls departed this life forever. It was the Christian way. They were not to be ensnared in a mockery of God's living creatures. You can leave the kingdom, he acknowledged jadedly, but it never leaves you. Go in peace, he prayed silently for the dead Edenists, wherever you roam. On a more pertinent level, he was down to 6 void hawks. Combat wasps have locked onto the Gemmel, sir, Clark Lowy reported. The G-force on the bridge was reducing rapidly as the Arikara slid into orbit. Thank Christ for small mercies, Meredith thought. Commander Krever, squadron to engage all combat wasps launched by the mercenary fleet. We'll sort out who's friendly and who isn't when events become a little less immediate.
Aye, aye, sir.
Arikara trembled as a salvo was fired. Issue a blanket order for all mercenary starships to cease acceleration and evasive manoeuvres as soon as the combat wasps have been cleared. Failure to comply will result in naval fire.
Aye, aye, sir.
When the Lady Mac reached 100 kilometres altitude, Joshua withdrew all but 5 sensor clusters. Wyman's fjord-etched coastline was directly below. 300 kilometres overhead, the 2 combat wasp swarms were firing a fusillade of kinetic missiles and coherent radiation at each other. They clashed at a closing speed of over 70 kilometres per second. A patch of sky burst into pure white atomic fury, bringing a transient dawn to the Arctic continent's month-long night underneath. 11 submunitions broke through to descend on the Lady Macbeth with cybernetic mayhem in their silicone brains. 2 of them were one-shot gamma pulses. They tracked the hurtling starship as it buffeted its way through the upper atmosphere, then discharged the energy in their electron matrices with 1 swift burst. The resulting gamma-ray beam lasted for a quarter of a second. A sheath of ions had already built up around the Lady Macbeth's hull, a tangerine fluorescence that radiated away from the forward fuselage in hypersonic ripples. But they were swiftly lost against the incandescent streams of energized helium emerging from the fusion tubes. The stratosphere reeled from the unrestrained tumult of the starship's passage. Her exhaust stretched out over 150 kilometers behind her, evanescing into titanic electrical storms which lashed the sharp, icy steps 75 kilometers below with a vigor that threatened to split the glaciers open to the bedrock. Insubstantial green and scarlet borealis specters cavorted over the ice-encrusted continent in a display which rivaled the bands over the Julif in scale. "Breakthrough!" Warlow cried. System schematics filled Joshua's mind, laced with red symbols. The hull's molecular binding generators, already laboring with the burden imposed by the iron sheath, had overloaded in 6 places as the gamma pulses drilled into the monobonded silicon. He switched back to the flight management display. The thrust from one of the fusion tubes was reducing. Any physical violation? The thought of needles of blazing atmospheric gases searing in over the delicate nodules and tanks at this velocity was terrifying. Neural mnemonics effused an adrenaline antidote into his bloodstream. Negative, it's all energy seepage, but there's some heavy component damage, losing power from generator 2, and I've got cryogenic leakages. Compensate, then, just keep us functional. We'll be through the atmosphere in another 20 seconds. Sara was already datavising a comprehensive list of instructions into the flight computer, closing pipes and tanks, isolating damaged subcomponents, pumping vaporized coolant fluid from the malfunctioning generator into emergency dump stores. Warlow began to help her, prioritizing the power circuits. 3 nodes are out, Joshua Dibe reported. Irrelevant. He took the starship down to 60 kilometers. The 9 remaining kinetic missile drones followed. They were, as Joshua said, intended for deep space operation, basically a sensor cluster riding on top of fuel tanks and a drive unit. There was no streamlining, no outer fuselage. In a vacuum, there was no need for such refinements. All they had to do was collide with their victim, mass and velocity would obey Newton's equations and combine to complete the task.